4 Israeli soldiers killed by a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in northern Israel. 15 people killed by an Israeli attack on a school in central Gaza. Attacks on UN peacekeepers in Lebanon, a war crime, according to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Let's speak to Karim Shahab, a Beirut-based journalist for the Associated Press. Karim, good morning. Thank you for taking our call today.
Good morning.
What do you know of what happened at the Israeli army base in northern Israel?
So last night's attack was probably one of the more deadlier attacks from Hezbollah, especially at a time of, you know, military escalation right now. Hezbollah, in a statement, claimed responsibility for the attack. They said that they launched drones targeting this base just south of Haifa. They said it was in retaliation to, in particular, a few Israeli airstrikes that hit deep into central Beirut a few days ago. What we are unsure about is whether it's a series of attacks, given that there's also the ground invasion taking place. And we're unsure as well about how Israel will choose to respond to this, given that it hit pretty deep into the country. But at the moment, it comes at a time of a lot of tension, especially given that there has been a lot of push forward in southern Lebanon from the Israeli army.
There are reports that this was a low-flying drone, that it hit soldiers while they were in a canteen. What are Israel saying?
It's sort of unclear at the moment. You know, they're saying that they said it was a drone, and they're just saying they're examining, investigating the incident. What we certainly do know is that Hezbollah have talked about their drone arsenal for quite some time, but the first time we've really seen it with Israel was in this conflict several months ago. And apparently their introduction of drones has sort of been a major curveball for the Israeli military. They've had a hard time taking those drones down compared to perhaps some of their other rockets that they used to launch in the past.
What's your understanding of what Israeli soldiers are doing now in southern Lebanon, particularly with regard to UN soldiers?
So as the Israeli military has been pushing in with its ground incursion, there have been more incidents with United Nations peacekeeping forces, of which there's an Irish contingent in it. And, you know, the UNIFIL over the past, you know, few days has issued several complaints about what's been happening there, and mostly giving the blame to Israel. This includes Israeli tank firing at their headquarters in Na'ura, which is a southern coastal village, the wounding of UNIFIL peacekeepers, and most recently, them saying that an Israeli tank broke into a base, and stayed there and wouldn't leave for a while, putting UNIFIL at risk. Now, the Israelis say that, you know, UNIFIL, have not been doing their part in keeping Hezbollah disarmed in the south, and the Israelis said that, you know, they are not putting UNIFIL at risk, and that UNIFIL ought to leave the south because they're putting themselves at harm because of Hezbollah. And what the Secretary General Guterres said is that, well, UNIFIL cannot leave. This is their area. This is where they're supposed to be doing their peacekeeping work, their monitoring work. So right now, there's a lot of questions as to what is going to happen with these peacekeepers, the safety of the peacekeepers going forward, because there's almost an implication that if they don't leave, they could further have their peacekeepers wounded or even worse. So it's an interesting turning point in this ground incursion. It's going on for a little while, but over the past few days, you can see Israeli troops trying to break in from different parts of the border more so than before. Early on, it seemed they kind of had these sort of reconnaissance missions. They'd go in and then they'd come out. But now it seems they're really trying to push forward from at least 4 different points, maybe 5 on the Lebanese border.
You're in Beirut, Karim. What's it like where you are now?
There's a lot of uncertainty here in Beirut. Initially, you know, for almost a year now, right before the major escalation late September, most of the airstrikes and the rocket fire were deep in southern Lebanon. You wouldn't even feel it from Beirut, minus a couple of incidents in the southern suburbs. But since late September, with the regular strikes in the southern suburbs and several strikes in central Beirut, people are now very concerned as to where is going to be safe for them. And over time, with 1.2 million people displaced, the city's become overcrowded. I believe there's a further 60 or 70,000 cars, according to the interior minister, in an already very small city. So it's a country of just 6 million people after all. There's a lot of tension over overcrowding, the economic crisis, and lack of aid. And winter is just around the corner. There's a lot of people on the streets. Due to a lack of shelter, it seems there are people going to set up tents on sidewalks, on the Corniche Promenade by the Mediterranean Sea. So it's a very tense situation. And you know, it almost looks like there's two sources of stress. One, it's the immediate stress of war, whether they could be in the wrong place at a wrong time and get wounded or perhaps even die because of an Israeli strike, but also about how they're going to carry on with this massive displacement crisis, given that the government is broke, there isn't a lot of aid, and the streets are filled with people.
Meanwhile, another announcement from the United States, Karim, more help for Israel, including U.S. troops.
Yes, you know, for the past year, the United States and France have been trying to lead some sort of diplomatic initiative to, you know, de-escalate things in Lebanon. Now, the U.S. says that it's committed to a diplomatic solution. The Lebanese authorities, you know, the prime minister, the speaker of parliament, this includes a major Hezbollah ally, have said that they are open to this as well. But it does appear that the United States, has been, you know, through its statements, appeared to have, you know, praised, you know, Israel's assassination of major Hezbollah leaders. Many of them, or several of them, have been wanted by the United States for attacks on the U.S. Marines in Lebanon and the embassy back in the 80s. So it's very unclear what Washington is doing. Okay. There's clearly an interest in Hezbollah, which Washington designates as a terrorist organization. But at the same time, they say they're pushing for diplomatic solution. It's unclear what this will look like down the line.
Karim Shehea, Beirut-based journalist for the Associated Press. Thank you very much for speaking with